Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Today, we are live from, where the heck are we? Somewhere in Northern California. And we're going to talk about, should you hire an advertising company to grow your cleaning company? I get that a ton. We get people that go kind of all the way from, I don't do anything, I'm all repeating referrals, and they brag about it, which makes me crazy, to, oh, I just pay somebody else, right? It's same with accounting, by the way. We won't get onto that, but people are like, oh, you know, I'll ask them, what's your cost of goods sold? What's your profit? What's your revenue? I don't know. My accountant handles that. It's our accountant's job to run their business. So today, you might already be getting a feel of where we're going with this in terms of hiring an advertising company to grow your cleaning company. So let's jump in. The reality is we all need sales, right? That is the lifeblood of every business. It's so easy to get caught up in providing services and doing this and that, dealing with employees and headaches and all the other stuff. So we don't have time to do it well, right? We feel like we're not good at it. We've tried advertising before and we wasted money or it didn't work or whatever the case may be. So then we figure, oh, I'm just going to hire a cleaning company. That will solve everything, right? And good morning, Andrea and Mark. Good to have you guys, gals. That said, a lot of times it's not as much that we think it's going to work. It's just we don't know what else to do, right? So today we're going to talk about exactly how to avoid that. Because the reality is, if you don't have an automated system that brings you leads to your cleaning companies, you end up doing it yourself sometimes, but not others, right? Like if you're slow, it's like, oh, I got to hustle, get some work. But then when you get the work, you got to worry about hiring, and that kind of sucks. You don't have any control over your growth or your business. You bid too low, right? When we're like, oh, I don't know what another bid is going to come around. If I charge too much, I might lose it. So I bid too low, or people that are crappy customers, frankly, they don't pay enough. They don't pay at all. They slow pay. They treat you like crap. Any of this stuff, we tolerate them because we're like, oh, I can't fire them. What if I can't get anyone else? So there's a lot of negative. Carl says, what up, Mike? Kamashka says, you're not audible. I think I am audible. Guys, gals, if you can hear me, give me a thumbs up, a heart, something in the chat. Let me know that you can hear me. Addict says, thanks for the awesome tip. So I'm assuming he can hear me. All right. So the big thing is we understand we've got to get clients, right? It's the lifeblood of our business. Hey, Denise, good to see you, sister. The problem is we don't know how to do it. So we kind of, with a hope and a prayer, just be like, if I throw enough money at somebody else who, you know, again, they're selling to you, they're marketing. So they're like, absolutely, we can do it. So we don't really ask if they can or if it's the right thing. We just throw some money. And what happens is it's all wasted and then we give up and then we're back where we started before with less money and more frustration. So we want to save you from that. Sean says, good day. And he can hear me. Sean's one of our coaches, not to mention an all around nice guy and one of my favorite people. All right. So let's just jump in how to do this. The first thing is, this belief that I can sub it out to someone else, frankly, is, and trust me, any of you guys that know me and know my coaching, I'm constantly telling you sub stuff out. I don't want you to think that I'm the guy out there like, you should be cleaning, you should be doing rags, you should be driving, you should be hauling employees, you should be doing, I don't want you to do any of that stuff. I try to sub out as much as I can. I'm super late. You can ask John. I do as few, good day, Christopher Dugan. I do as little as I can around here, and the stuff that I do, I make sure is in my, yes, I just said do-do for all of you gigglers out there. The stuff that I do, comma do, is stuff that I'm really good at, I enjoy doing, and I can uniquely do. And that's what I want to give that gift to you guys. That said, certainly under $10 million in revenue, that's got to be you, right? Is you've got to make sure that you can do that, right? You've got very few jobs that you can't sub out, and building a client, but really building systems and a culture is kind of your job. And the three big systems that you need are client attraction, employee attraction, and kind of numbers, accounting for it all. The numbers you can kind of sub out, right? You don't have to do that yourself. The employee attraction, you're going to set up the system, you can sub that out. But the client attraction, that's a tricky one. And creating culture, by the way, that's another thing you can't sub out. Everything else pretty much you can sub out. So all that to say, nothing drives me more nuts when I have a client kind of that owns a company. They're hopefully getting paid the most of the people in their organization. and they can't figure something out, i.e. client attraction, so they sub it out to somebody else. Daisy says 10 million. Yikes, the torture. One of our MM folks. Shout out from San Diego. Hey, AdHeck, we are in our Espinosa, Miss Anna. There's lots of names here. I'm not sure who you are. I'm guessing it's Miss Anna. Shout out from Northern California. All right, so the idea that you can sub that out and not get good at that is a problem, because so many of the people that say they can do it can't, and the ones that can are going to charge too much. So it typically is just a waste of time and money. All right, the next fear that we run into is, well, I've advertised before and I wasted a bunch of money. I have to spend a bunch of money. I can't do it if I don't have a lot of money. The reality is, we are little companies, right? Most of us are under that kind of even $5 million range. So we don't have the budget to just quote unquote get our name out there. Anna says, "You are my mentor," smiley face. Yes, it's Anna. All right, I will stop calling you Ad Heck, whatever that means. Espinosa, Miss Anza. We'll just call you Anna. Glad to have you, sister. All right, so no, we don't want to waste a bunch of money. We don't waste any money, and we don't want to do any money that's just this, get my name out there, get me known, get people to know me. Branding, branding, branding. We want to do direct response marketing. That means I want to be able to track when a dollar goes out, how many dollars come back. That's key, right? Because when we do branding or SEO, and there's nothing wrong with SEO, there's nothing wrong with branding, but when we don't have a direct response component to it where we can say, I put out this much money, I got this much back, we can feel like we wasted money. If we don't, and sometimes we didn't, and we just didn't track it, so we cut off advertising that's working because we don't know how to track it. And then other times, stuff isn't making money, but we don't track it. We don't know how much is. We can't really fix it. There's nothing we can do without tracking. So it's really important that we're able to track all the advertising that we do. Advertising companies oftentimes aren't great at that. They don't want to be held accountable for results. They're much more into, pay me for, we'll get a bunch of views, or we'll do a bunch of posts, or we'll do all this work. But when you go, great, how many clients will I get? They kind of get quiet. Carolina D says, "Hello from Long Island. We got both the coasts covered. If you're on and you're out of the US, give us a shout out. We'll know that we got the whole world covered here." All right, so we certainly don't want to waste a bunch of money on advertising. It doesn't mean we're not going to invest in advertising. It just means we're not going to invest on advertising we don't get a response or a return on, right? Something we can measure and fix. Now, if we get branding and people know me and get my name out there as a bonus, we love that. We'll take it abso-frickin-lutely. But we're just not going to spend money to get our name out there and not know if any of that money came back. We are too small. It doesn't work. The flip side is, most people, and I coach you guys, and I get to see your profit and loss statements. I typically want to have 5, 6, 7% on we spend a lot more of that for here, but we're not a cleaning company. If I had a cleaning company, I'd want 5 or 10% of my revenue, because I want to grow fast, right? If that's where you're at, you're going to want 5 or 10% of your revenue to go towards client attraction. That's how you grow, right? So a lot of people will look at it 0 to 1%, 2%. And everyone says the same thing. Well, repeat referrals, how I grew my whole business, right? That's the way to go. And they brag about how little they spent to grow their company, but they're not doing big numbers, right? The reality is, it's not who spends the least to acquire a customer that wins, which is what so many of you guys think. You'd be bragging, I built my whole company up to $400,000 a year, and I haven't spent a nickel on advertising. Okay, well, I'd rather say I've got a $10 million a year company. I've spent $1 million on advertising, right? So we think that spending no money or the least money in advertising is what's good for our company. The reality is, whoever can spend the most to acquire a customer is the one that's going to win, right? Can you imagine if I came into your town and I knew, say even on the residential side, say my average client, because I knew what clients to take and I know what clients not to take. My average client's $300 a month. I know my average client stays 2 years. That's $3,600. I know my cost of goods sold is half, so that's $1,800. And to get that $1,800, I'm willing to spend $300 or $400 right now. If I'm willing to spend $300 or $400 right now to get a client, you're willing to spend nothing. I will take all of your clients. I'll take all of the opportunity, right? You do not want to compete with me. The only difference is, if I know what my numbers are, what a client is worth to me, lifetime value, and I have an upsell process where I can make them worth more, and I'm willing to invest a part of that to get clients, I can spend more. If you don't have that data, you're stuck spending nothing, right? So it's not that I'm smarter or better than you are, I just have better data. So it's really important that you do that. Sean says he's running like his pants are on fire. Carl says, same here, at least we've got our pants. I love that, Carl. That is a coachable, positive attitude, my friend. So again, another way to look at it is, if every dollar you spent on marketing came back with $2 or $10, how many dollars would you spend? As many as you dollars as you had, right? So that's the problem, is so many of us kind of brag on not spending any money on advertising, but the reality is, it's like we're not growing, right? Or we're not growing in a way that we can measure or test or scale or do anything on purpose, right? So again, I used, and just when we talk about kind of free marketing stuff, I used to love when I was younger and kind of more naive in business, I liked when people do stuff for free, right? I was always looking for someone to do something for free or for a discount. Now I've turned the page on that a little bit, right? I'll give you a couple examples so you know what that feels like. When I pay somebody, I can expect some services for them and I need to get it done. And if I don't pay them, I can't really expect anything. Like we wanted to redo our backyard. And my brother-in-law, Olivier, who's great, awesome, he's an architect and an interior designer, and he does all, he's got lots of experience. He was eminently qualified to help us kind of redo our backyard. The problem is he's got other projects that are paying him, right, to do money. And they can be like, hey, Olivier, what's the date? When can I have it? Blah, 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 blah. And when I said, hey, can you throw me some stuff? He did. He was great. He's like, here's some ideas. You need to, you know, not a bunch, but some free work trying to help us out. But it wasn't enough to get where we're going. I would have rather just paid him and got it done for real. So same thing goes with coaching, right? There's some friends of mine, actually my wife's that I've taken a liking to. They're trying to start an online business. And every time we talk, I try and help them the best I can, but they're not getting what they need, right? Because I don't owe them any service, right? So my clients, I'm like, I have to spend, you know, the people who paid me, even if they're not friends, I owe them service. I've got to make sure that they get results. People that do it for free don't. So that's how it goes with advertising, right? If we get something for free, you can't control it. You can't scale it. You can't make somebody do something. When you're paying for advertising, Facebook or whatever the case is, even if it's postcards, you know, for money, they're going to send out the postcards that you said. For Facebook, you're going to get the clicks that you did. So when it comes to client attraction, don't always value free or cheap, right? I'd rather, the only advertising that's expensive is advertising that doesn't work, right? If I spend $500 on a program and I get no customers in return, that was expensive. It cost me $500. However, if I spend $5,000 on a program and I get 100 new clients with a lifetime value of $100,000, well, now all of a sudden that was very cheap advertising, right? So I want to encourage you guys as you're thinking about how to spend your money and what you should hire an advertising agency, how you should do an advertising agency, the only endeavors that are expensive, the ones that don't work, right? If you get the result that you want, even if it costs more, I find that to be cheap. So getting back to the, I've got to hire somebody to get my name out there, right? Because what happens when we first start, that's all we have to do, right? We have no customers. So all we do is get customers, right? There's nothing to do. But then we're a victim of our own success. We do a good job. We get customers. And all of a sudden, holy crap, someone's got to take care of these customers. Cecilia is here. Le Taco Flores says, how? We've got 500 episodes of growmycleaningcompany.com on exactly how to do that. Today, we're just going to cover the concepts of should you hire an advertising, should you do it yourself. We'll try and give you some ideas. But, you know, obviously, we can only cover so much in each episode. So this, I need to hire somebody to get my name out there is crazy. Marketing companies love when you go, I just need you to get my name out there, right? SEO, they're like, oh, we'll put in meta tags and we'll do this and that. But I really don't want you guys spending money on stuff that you can't get a direct result, right? Building a website, that's a result, but it's not a customer, right? Putting your name on a billboard, that's a result. Your name's up there, but if nobody calls, none of those guarantee results. Even pay-per-click, which is better, they guarantee the click, right? And they can optimize towards results, but they still don't have it. So the reality is all the people trying to sell you these services, those can be great, but you still need a marketer to understand how to turn that into a funnel, right? So there's a difference between traffic to a website. So many people have done this. Their website is all about them, and it says, call now for a free estimate, and they pay for a bunch of traffic to it, and nobody calls. So what you need is a funnel where you're really understanding if traffic comes to this website or this event or reads this email. You've got to have a funnel that turns strangers into people that know, like, and trust you. People that know, like, and trust you reach out for your help. People that reach out for your help converting into sales. So you need that entire funnel before we do traffic. And a lot of people spend money on paid traffic, direct mail, billboards, car wraps, all this sort of stuff. But the call is just, you know, the call to action, just call us, right? Or visit our website. And the website's no good either. So really important that we have entire funnels that make sure we follow the client journey all the way from stranger to I kind of know you, to I like you, to I trust you, to I like your services, to I'm actually going to reach out for your services, to I'm now a paying client, not just one piece, right? We look at one piece of the funnel and they get frustrated when quote unquote it doesn't work. And we say stuff like Facebook doesn't work. Well, Facebook does a great job of getting traffic, but if you don't convert those traffic and give them value, you've not done yourself or your people any good. Kind of a corollary to that is this, you know, I've got cleaning to do. You don't understand, Mike, I get busy. I got to shoot straight with you, Cleaning Nation. We are not in the cleaning business. This is a guy here. Look, I am Cleaning Nation. So please don't hear me as not being proud, but the cleaning business is low pay. It's not skilled, right? If I need a brain surgeon, there's not that many guys or gals that can do it. And if I don't get it right, I'm probably going to die. So the pay for that's very high. For cleaning, I know how to do it. I can do it myself. I have to. I'm not going to die if it doesn't happen. And there's lots of people I can get to do it. So the, you know, neurosurgeon, high demand, high pain, low availability, high prices, right? Cleaning services, high supply, mediocre demand, and lots of availability of people to do it, low wages. So you're like, well, what the heck? Why are you coaching here? Why are you bumming me out, Mike? The reality is you can still make a ton of money in the cleaning business, but that money's made attracting people to your cleaning business. So getting the cleaning done is $20 an hour work, or getting cleaned done might be $10 or $15 an hour work. Managing that whole process of customers and all that sort of stuff is, hey, Spencer Ward, our newest famous person, our millionaire mastermind guy that just launched his podcast a month ago. He's already been on two news programs. I just saw the one clip he did this morning. Spencer, I never let people do this, but put the link to your deal in there and show off for me. Or not for me, for Clean Nation. Put that link in there. Let everyone see how awesome Spencer is with his podcast. But crap, what the heck was I talking about? If we think we're in the cleaning business, it's $10, $15 an hour is a cleaning work, $15, $20 an hour to kind of manage that whole process. We spend our time there. That's all we can make. Getting clients to our cleaning business, that's high value work, right? If you can get a client that's worth $300 a month, and I'm doing residential, right? On commercial, it could be $3,000 a month, right? Commercial relationships could be worth tens or hundreds or millions, hundreds of thousands or millions if you get a property manager that's got multiple properties that they manage. Spencer says he's a big deal now. You're a big deal before, and that is a big guy joke because Spencer's a big dude. I only make fun of him when I'm not in person. When I'm with him, I call him sir because I don't want any trouble there, buddy. So yeah, all that to say, the money in the cleaning business is to attract clients, right? If I can get all the $300 or $3,000 a month clients I need, that's where the money's at. Delivering the cleaning service is different. Go with McDonald's, right? They're, you know, if they were uptight about, we've got to have the best burger, it's got to be the most delicious, they wouldn't be McDonald's, right? Their burger, I think we can all agree, is not the best. But it is, holy crap, are they good at getting burger customers, right? They're actually in the real estate business, but that's a whole different topic for a different day. So we got to move from I'm in the cleaning business, which is low wage and competitive, to I'm the client attraction business for my cleaning company. That's high wage, high paying. It's a lot more fun too, by the way. So, this is a perfect example of, hey, there's Spencer clicking the link. Anyone wants to check out Spencer on the news, go check that out. He absolutely rocked his interview. I think he had two. I've only seen one of your interviews, Spencer. I don't know if we have video on both. I've only seen one. So the one I saw was awesome. This link, I think, might be the same one. Anyway, and by the way, for those of you, we'll make sure we put this in the notes in YouTube. And then for those of you listening on the podcast, I'll try and put the show notes as well so you guys can check it out and don't miss out. All right. So again, the same, that's why, by the way, there's so many franchisors in cleaning company, right? They get it. They're like, hey, we'll take 20 or 30% of the gross sales, which, spoiler alert, that's 100% of the profit, or sometimes more than 100% of the profit, to get the client. And the poor franchisee is out there cleaning and hustling all the time. It's real hard to make any money, right? So we could shake our fist and go, hey, you terrible people. I don't think you're terrible people at all. I think they're smart. They know that the money is in attracting clients, not in cleaning. So they do the attracting clients high wage stuff and they sub out the cleaning, which is the low wage stuff. They're not bad people. It's just, if you want to be a cleaner, you know, that might be a good deal. If you want to own a company, be the guy or gal that knows how to attract clients. That's where the money's at. The beautiful thing is, the magical part about this is, once you have this client attraction system built, your company can grow almost on autopilot. It still needs tweaks and attention, but first of all, your competitors do not have this down. I coach them. They think they're in the cleaning business, right? So you guys and gals, you're part of Cleaning Nation, know that you're in the client attraction business. The good news is, not only once you get this down, we've got one funnel that we've been using for years that has made us literally millions of dollars. I want you guys to have that same funnel. I want you to have that ability. I want you to be able to automate your growth. And the beautiful thing is, once you have the skill, even if that funnel I built died, we'll build another one. No big deal. Once you have the ability to attract clients, you will be wealthy and able to serve anyone you like for the rest of your life, no matter what business you're in. It is one of the most valuable skills. Building culture, casting a vision, being able to get clients. Man, any one of those skills will make you a millionaire several times over. Also, holy crap. A lot of you guys aren't, Carl says, great website, Spencer. A lot of you guys aren't thinking about selling now, but when you do go to sell, and we're all going to sell, right? We either die and give it to somebody, or we sell. That's about it. Or we go to business. There's not a lot of options. So hopefully you're in that sell thing. We don't want you to die and we don't want you to go to business. So selling is the best option of that. You want to get the most money. And holy crap, when you've got an automated, Maria says such a mindset shift. You're so correct, Maria. This isn't a tactical thing. We'll give you the tactics, but until your mindset is right, the tactics are useless to you. So that said, once you have this automated client attraction system down and you have two or three traffic sources that you can dial up and down and just build your company, holy crap, does the valuation of your company go up, right? The last two companies I sold for seven figures, we had a culture that people want to be a part of, and we knew how to get clients. That was really it. People pay millions of dollars for that skill, and I want you to have that. Ashley says, thanks, Mike. Sales on sales on sales. You are welcome, sister. Ashley and her husband, Avery, such cool people. All right, guys, gals, that's the big mindset shift. If you would like help A, walking you through how to move from cleaner to owner to builder to maker of money to server of people, we can help you do that. If you need the systems and process to build this client attraction system, that's what we do all day, every day, right? It is so exciting and fun to be able to help people do that. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com for all of our stuff. And I'll give you the secret link, growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. We'll get you an opportunity to talk with one of our coaches. Lou and Sean are both on the call now. You can also, you know, message them and say, hey, we have tons and tons and tons of resources, over 500, we might even be closer to 600, I don't know, but well over 500 episodes, podcasts, videos. We've got coaches, mindset coaches, traffic expert, all we do every day, all day, our whole team, all over the nation. We even got Sean in Mexico, truth be told. A Canadian in Mexico, how often do you see that? We all do this because we hate seeing owners of cleaning companies struggle and not make any money and work so hard and not get a return, not get the legacy that they want. And we love helping transform people like Ashley and Spencer and some of the amazing people on this call and help them be the people they want. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. Hopefully I will get Christopher in all caps. Client attraction. Couldn't agree more, man. All right, guys. You are all amazing. Can't wait to hopefully get to meet you and personally serve you. That said, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. We would love to help. Talk soon. See ya. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.